We're back. Our first live episode in a long time. Well, live to anybody watching right now on Facebook. If you're listening to this on Podbean or Spotify or iHeartMedia or Amazon Music, it's definitely pre-recorded. So we wanted to jump on today to discuss the Super Bowl, which was last week. And then we have the upcoming baseball season. Spring training has started. Pitchers and catchers have reported, at least. Is everybody else there now?
Most teams nowadays, the pitchers and catchers, everybody usually just comes.
You think so?
You know, at least from what I've noticed, from what I've read about, heard about.
Now, we've been trying to talk about this for a while. Do you want to talk about baseball first, or do you want to discuss the Super Bowl?
Let's talk.
Seems like we should get the Super Bowl out of the way, seeing how that's in the past and baseball season's coming.
Here's the other thing. People got to be listening to us when we talk about the more entertaining part.
True.
So first, let's mention that the third member of Respect the Pick is not here again. Jaden is going to be on a little bit of a sabbatical for a few episodes. He is just absolutely crazy at school right now. He hasn't been coming
home. He's too big for us? Is that what the problem is?
He's big time in us.
Too big for Respect the Pick?
Mm-hmm.
Don't appreciate it, Jaden. Don't appreciate it, and you're big time in us.
Yeah, he's big time in us. And we are, if we ever, you know, hit it big, which we're going to, we're going to leave him out.
I agree. Especially if it happens within the next couple of weeks. Like if all of a sudden, like iHeartMedia or Amazon Music or someone comes up to us and says, we want you to do more episodes. We're going to say, okay, we're going to do it without Jaden.
Exactly. We're going to go no Jaden. We're going to go Jaden free. And I don't know if we can see comments on here, but
I got comments over here.
Okay, so I'm not going to view it, so we don't see that I'm a viewer.
Okay.
The thing I see, football, the Super Bowl drives me crazy. First, let me start with this. They have the championship games, right? The NFC AFC championship games are on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Then they go a whole week and not play, and then they have Super Bowl on Sunday. Super Bowl starts late. People have to stay up late. Then people have to miss work the next day and all this stuff. Dude, NFL, get your shit together and put it on Saturday.
Well,
put the fucking game on Saturday. It's just absolutely ridiculous. They can't say, "Oh well, we miss a day." No, you have a whole week in between. Mm. Put it on Saturday for the good of the country, for the good of businesses that have people call in Monday or come in fucking hungover or whatever.
Our boss had to email us ahead of time and said, "Listen, I know there's this big game on Sunday, but we need you here Monday." So
and people just use it as a reason to party. Anyways, people aren't like, "Oh well, you know, I'm a football purist. We got to play football on Sunday." No, you just want to get drunk, or you want to have people over and eat chicken wings or some shit like that.
Yeah, they just did 2 weeks of playoff games on Saturdays.
Right.
You don't need to give me the Sunday shit.
Right. Exactly. And then you have then people can rest the next day.
I agree.
Get your shit together, NFL. Get your fucking shit together. Listen, as a casual fan, you're going to get more people watching it on a Saturday than you are a Sunday. Listen, you're going to get the diehard football fans watching that shit on Saturday or Sunday.
I don't think you'll get more watching it on a Saturday than you will a Sunday. I think you'll get more people in work the next day if you have it.
I totally disagree. Monday. There are some responsible people who take their asses to bed, me being one of them. Like,
at least start the game.
I don't give a shit about the Super Bowl unless my team's in it, and I don't even have a team. Like, if the Bills were in it, I would watch it or something, you know. But to me, once fantasy football season is over, fuck football. I don't give a fuck about football anymore. I don't care. Well, we went through all that shit just to see Kansas City win again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you put it on Saturday, your viewership would remain longer. Right, you'd have people who can stay up and they can watch the whole game. Right
now, that I agree with. Staying longer, I would agree with, because I did hear a waitress. We went to dinner at a place, and she was talking about the Super Bowl, and she mentioned that she finally had to just go to bed, even though it was going into overtime, because she had to get up so early.
Right, right. You have to, you know, it's West Coast people. What are the West Coast people? The most important people.
Yeah, they're lucky. They start the game at like 3.
Yeah, perfect right? for them. Perfect. It's perfect. And so, like, I just get Just do it. Just do it and see how it works. Just try it one season. Say we're going to try it one season. You know, Kansas City's going to be playing whoever else next year in the Super Bowl. And
I know there was one time I heard rumors that they were going to try to push it back to this weekend because Monday's President's Day. And a lot of like banks and schools and such.
But that's not always how it falls, is it?
No, but they're trying to get it every year to fall the weekend of President's Day.
So they're going to add another.
So you'd get at least some people who can stay up, you know.
Well, see, that's ridiculous to me. If you're going to do that, if you're going to go to all that trouble to move it to get one day, to a whole extra week, just move it to the day before, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I think NFL, Saturdays would probably help.
You're an idiot. Just do it. Super Bowl Saturday. It's still an S. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a big thing. It's such a big deal. People aren't going to, Saturday? No. I'm not watching the fucking Super Bowl if they move it to Saturday. Fuck
most people
shit.
Would like that. I bet you.
It's supposed to be on Sunday.
I bet you if you had a vote, I bet you if there was a vote, people would vote for it on Saturday.
I agree. I think so too.
A big amount. Put the Super Bowl on Saturday. And here's another thing that's funny, because so many people watch it who don't give a shit about football. They just think they're supposed to watch it because they're Americans. We were watching Three's Company on Tubi or Fubi or one of those EBTV mm-hmm. things, and we were just watching Three's Company, and Michelle's like, it's time to watch a Super Bowl. My wife is telling me it's time to watch a Super Bowl. I'm the man, right? Aren't I supposed to be the one who wants to watch the Super Bowl? Right. No, but she wants to watch the fucking halftime show. That's all she cares about.
It's not even the halftime show now. They've added all this extra shit at the beginning of the show. Don't they do like God Bless America or something first?
I don't know.
Reba sung the national anthem, and then someone sang a song before her, right? It's like they're adding all this shit. Like they feel like they have to entertain everybody in different ways. No, just fucking start the game. I don't need to see 18 different people perform before the game.
They didn't. My wife and a lot of people don't give a shit about concerts, and they don't watch like live like viewings of concerts and shit like that all year long, other than the Super Bowl, right? But then all of a sudden, Usher's on, and so now all of a sudden, my wife's a big fucking Usher fan, and she's a big fucking live concert television fucking fan,
right?
And all of a sudden, she wants to watch fucking Usher.
If people really cared about Usher, he would have been relevant the past 5 years, which he hasn't.
Right. who I'm like, who's Usher anyways? You know? And then and we're saying this, Jaden's not here, so we can get away with this a little bit. Oh, Usher was so yummy. He was so dreamy, blah blah blah. If we'd have said shit like that about J Lo and Shakira the other day, we would, you know, a couple years ago or last year, whatever year it was, people would have been telling us how pigs we are and we're sexist and all that stuff.
And they made such a big deal about Janet Jackson's boob that one year. Right. And then Usher gets to take his whole shirt off.
Yeah, exactly. Stop being hypocrites, right? If it's sexist for one, it's sexist for the other. I mean, that's
sex sells. Let's face it. It sells.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah, I just don't like the spectacle that it's become. I mean, it's been that way for years, so I don't know why I get so bitter about it every single year, but I don't know. You don't need to add all these extra performances and country music artist. He's going to sing God Bless America, and then you bring up some other 84-year-old. He's going to sing From Sea to Shining Sea, or whatever the hell the name of that song is.
Can you see From Sea?
What's the name of that song?
God Bless America.
No, it's America the Beautiful.
America
from Sea to Shining. From Sea to Shining Sea is the only lyrics I remember that song.
From Sea to Shining Sea. That's the name. It's got to be, right?
Yeah, let's just fucking sing songs about America. Let's bring up as many singers we have to sing songs about America before the Super Bowl. That'll kick ratings up a little bit. No, the Super Bowl already is what it is. You don't need to keep making it better. You don't need to keep making it bigger. Just play the fucking game. People are like obsessed with football for whatever reason. I like football. I don't love it and obsess over it like some people do. We've joked about it before. Like someone will tell you, hey, Gal Gadot wants to go on a date with you, but she wants to go Sunday at 1. Nope, can't do it. Bills are on. Not going to go out with Gal Gadot because Bills are on.
But that's why we're on right now. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you instead of football. I think we've already been entertaining. I mean, it's already been better than half the games.
And the halftime show, oh my God. It started off so like choppy and boring, and I mean, it got better towards the end, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't anywhere near as good as some people said it was. Oh, Usher was so great, and Luda, and again, all these irrelevant guys, all these guys who've been out of the picture for such a long time.
If you guys have been watching Respect the Pick or listening to Respect the Pick, even or if you just know Phil, you'll start to pick up with his little ooba-booba. Every time he's like doing somebody
mocking someone.
Usher's so good. Ooba-booba.
Well, everybody has their own style of mocking, right?
Right. Blah, 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 blah. Move your head back. And how about the game? 10-3 at the half, and you want me to stay awake for another, you know, what is it, 2 hours?
Yeah.
You want me to stay another hour and a half when I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? No, thank you.
Right.
No, thank you.
And why does halftime have to be so long anyway? Why does halftime have to be long enough where we need to set up a whole fucking mini concert between the game? Don't you get stiff? Wouldn't you rather just keep going and play the game?
I mean, I don't know. We don't know what the players think, and also they probably extend it so that they can have that. And let's talk about another thing that always annoys me. I don't know why it annoys me. We sound like people who hate Taylor Swift for no reason.
Right? It's true.
We sound like those people. But yeah. That's not what we're saying. Because Taylor Swift, I read an article or saw a video of something where there was a game that one game in particular, people were complaining a lot about Taylor Swift, and she was on screen for like 36 seconds. And people were like, oh, no, people didn't say that she was on for 36 seconds. People were like, oh my God, I get so sick of seeing Taylor Swift in between every play and blah, blah, blah. And it was, they were complaining about 36 seconds total of time. Like they were butthurt. Like Taylor Swift is invading on their football. Dude, Taylor Swift could buy your favorite football team and make you never come again. So shut up.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And she could buy the NFL.
She could buy you. She could buy me. I would sell myself to her. But, you know,
I think I would too.
How much money does she want? She going to give me, you know, a couple million for me and good. Listen, there's a guy they're talking about. I don't know if this is something that the team talked about or if somebody else talked about. And Jaden would not like this because this is getting a little political for us. But her getting a Super Bowl ring.
And no, they can't give her a Super Bowl.
They can give her whatever. The team can give whoever they want.
Why would they, though? She didn't do anything to contribute.
No, I didn't. But neither did Jorge Posada in 1996, and they gave him one.
True, but at least he was on the bench. Well, she's up in some freaking press box.
But anyways, Darren Waller, he's a tight end for, last I knew, he played for the Raiders. I don't know if he still does, but he was like supposed to be this great player, and he's okay, but he's like, no way she should get a ring. Dude, she's closer to getting a ring than you're going to be if you keep playing for the Raiders. You know what I mean? At least she's going to see a ring.
Yeah.
She's going to sleep in a bed with a ring next to her, right? Travis Kelce going to put the ring on the table next to the bed, and she can look at it and touch it. Oh, my God, Taylor Swift's going to touch a ring. Darren Waller, you ain't gonna touch no ring.
That's pretty funny.
Shut up, dude. You play for the Raiders. Shut the hell up.
The Raiders. When was the last time they even made the playoffs?
Taylor Swift could just go on eBay and buy as many rings, buy as many of those kinds of rings.
Right. There's probably old broke down.
Yeah, NFL players
who are now broke and they're selling their shit.
Yeah, Mark Rippon. What's Mark Rippon doing? Taylor, I'm sure he would sell Taylor Swift his ring.
Mark Rippon. Listen, I used to love the Redskins growing up, man. I saw him win a ring. Art Monk. Who was it? Was it Reggie Sanders? Was that the good wide receiver? I used to throw to on Tecmo Bowl, baby.
Maybe.
Just kick ass with the Redskins on Tecmo Bowl. Yeah. Of course, everyone always says Bo Jackson. I just did the ball and run with Bo Jackson. It was almost unfair. He was an OP'd.
Yeah, yeah.
Bo Jackson. He's fucking sick, man. You watch some of those old baseball highlights and him throwing guys out from the outfield.
Yeah, he would have been one of the
freaking run around the bases in like 4 seconds.
People are like, who's a better athlete, Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson? It's not even close.
No.
Deion Sanders had a better career in football because he played. He stayed healthy.
Right. He had hurt his hip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's terrible. He was on his way to be a fucking megastar.
In both sports.
He couldn't have kept up both, though, right?
He should have just played football.
I mean, baseball. As much as Shohei can't keep up pitching and hitting, he couldn't
Deion
keep that
Sanders
up for two
kept
months
it
longer.
Up.
He didn't play
he
baseball
He wasn't
a
good enough
long.
Baseball player. That's the thing. He wasn't good enough at it, so he didn't keep playing. It wasn't because he couldn't do it. It was because he just wasn't that good. He didn't make contact.
Right, but, I mean, come September, if he's on a competitive team,
Weekend. Come on, that's tough how that works out.
Big teams. He was a good.
Whichever team is more successful.
Yeah.
Does he have a Super Bowl ring?
I don't. Oh yeah, the Cowboys, the 49ers. I think he's got a couple.
He played for the Yankees, right? Yeah, he played for the Yankees and the Reds at one point.
Him and Bo Jackson played in the same game.
Yeah, I remember. Like.
Bo Jackson dove to get his ball, right, and he ended up with a triple or inside the park home run.
Yeah, I remember seeing something like
that. So anyways, do we have any viewers? No.
We just had two.
Nobody made any comments.
We had, I did. I said hello all. we forget about the best multi-sport player of all time. No one talks about Danny Ainge.
Oh, yeah.
Playing for the Blue Jays and the Celtics, baby.
Kevin Johnson also played baseball.
Kevin Johnson did?
Yeah. I mean, not pro, but...
Phoenix Suns, Kevin Johnson?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And don't forget about our buddy Russell Wilson got drafted by the Yankees.
He played minor league baseball, yep.
Yeah, he was in Yankee spring training.
He signed up to do that again, I think, this year, didn't he? Didn't I hear that he's going to play minor leagues again?
Oh, I don't know.
Or spring training?
He had a terrible football season, but...
Yeah, he got, like, ripped apart, right?
Listen, we're going to talk...
Is he in Denver?
We can talk football. If people want to do this next week, I'll get a prize, and I'll make a NFL 2023-24 trivia, and you guys can win a gift card or something.
Okay.
That'd be
fun. You have to friend me on Facebook, though, to see it live, if you're hearing this on Podbean or audio formats.
Oh, yeah. Or me.
Right.
If people are seeing this on my page, can they go to it?
To what?
To this live stream.
Yeah. They should be able to. If you've shared it. You have to share it, I think.
Yeah, I've shared it. So, yeah, if somebody else jumps in and starts talking about football with us, we can. But what about baseball? Baseball's coming up.
Well, let's not talk about the coming up season just yet. Let's talk about, because we've been wanting to do this for a long time. We were going to have Anthony on, but we can never get him, and we wanted to do it without Jaden, so Jaden's finally not here, and we wanted it to be some kind of relevance because baseball season's coming up. I think it does make sense to talk about what baseball looks like now after the rule changes.
We didn't want to do it without Jaden. It's just that Jaden doesn't care about baseball, wouldn't have much to say.
Right. He just...
So it's a good time to do it when Jaden's...
He'd sit there and do magic tricks in front of the camera like he always does or something, right? Yeah. So we might as well do it now that he's not here.
Rule changes.
My big thing is the pitch clock. I hate it. I like the fact that it is picking up the pace of play. I just think there's a way to do it without the rule clock or the pitch clock. I think banning the shift will help shorten the games and speed up the games.
Why?
Because you won't have as many strikeouts. Guys will be swinging. They'll be swinging and trying to, you know, they'll be worried about, they're not going to be worried about trying to put the ball over the fence.
I disagree.
They're going to get on base more.
They're going to be on base more, which means it's going to make the game last longer. Batting averages didn't go up very much. I mean, they went up like 5 points, or maybe not even 5 points. Banning the shift out of all those rule changes from what I've seen, and people can tell me if I'm wrong, had the least effect on what their desired outcome was. The batting average just didn't go up.
I'm not sure that speeding up a game is going to bring enough new viewers to baseball as much as it is going to piss off the traditionalists.
And attendance was up, but ratings were down. I think a lot of people go to a baseball game for the atmosphere and stuff too.
Right, baseball games. I've even people who don't love baseball, they say it's more fun to be at a baseball game than it is to be at any other sport.
Listen, if people who are talking about pace of game for baseball, don't tell me pace of game for baseball and then tell me how much you love the NFL, because pace of game in the NFL is fucking ridiculous. Okay, and you watch. They run plays for 20 seconds and then, or not even 20 seconds, then there's a 45 second play clock.
Yeah.
And then you sit around for you know, 20 seconds.
The clock is running while 14 people are getting off the guy with the ball. Why does there have to be 80 people once the ball's down? People keep just jumping on them.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. And
the clock's still running whether one guy gets off, and then the next guy, then the next guy, then the next guy, and then they get back, and they go back, and they talk. And then for no reason at times, it seems like, oh, we're going to take a break now. We're going to walk away. And the two-minute break, what the fuck is the two-minute thing for?
Two-minute warning.
Why do we need a goddamn commercial break every time, every end of every half?
The thing that drives me crazy is, the thing that drives me crazy is they'll score a touchdown, right? They'll say, okay, well, we'll be back in a second. And they come back and kick an extra point, and then they go to a commercial again.
I guess the reason why they need such good commercials on during football games is because commercials are on more than the football game.
That's something else I need to bring up before we dive headfirst into the baseball stuff. What about commercials? But let me say this first. Why do they have a kickoff in the NFL? What? Get rid of it.
It seems like at this point they're trying to eliminate it so much, they might as well just kill it completely.
Just start at the 20 or whatever. Nobody returns it. Nobody returns it. I don't think I've seen a kickoff return and no, like.
Punts, too. Punts, it's always fair catch.
They usually fair catch it. They need to give them more of an opportunity to return. The returns are exciting. Returns are fun.
Right.
There's guys that have made it into the Hall of Fame because of returning kicks. Kickoffs and punts, and now those things are gone.
And there was one Bills game, right, where it was like a huge turn in the game. I can't remember who they were playing.
Yeah, but Tennessee was when the Bills finally made the playoffs. You know, the one playoff, the one post, you know, Jim Kelly playoff appearance they had sent before, you know, Josh Allen and those guys came around. It was Rob Johnson was the quarterback, and he lost his shoe. And
no, I'm talking about this year. There was a big kickoff return, and they scored for a touchdown, and it totally changed the momentum of the game, and the Bills ended up winning, and won every game to finish the season and made it to the playoffs.
Well, that goes against what we're saying, then. They do return it.
Well, I'm saying they need to either get it so it's more of a thing or kill it completely.
Yeah.
Is my point.
Exactly.
Because it can be a fun play.
Make it relevant or get rid of it.
Yeah, because all it is just kills time.
All it is just they kick it off. You go to a commercial, they kick it off, and then they go to another commercial. Like, who needs to watch the kickoff? Don't even come back from the commercial during the kickoff. Don't do it. Just let it. I don't care. I don't want to see them kick the ball into the end zone and then go to a commercial.
I've never been to a live football game.
Yeah.
So I don't know what goes on. How much dead time is there when you're there? Because there's no commercials. So what the fuck are you doing between all that shit when there's actual, you know, when you're actually in the stadium? That's one of the reasons baseball's so much more fun to be in live. And you get, like, foul balls and stuff. I've always heard that baseball is the most fun sport to watch live.
Well, I mean, that's an opinion, but.
Right, but a lot of people have that.
I mean, basketball, I mean, they all have bad seats for some points, but basketball seems like it would be rough because it's such a small
Yeah, everything's so small within itself. I've only been to one, Spurs-Lakers in L.A. long time ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like Dennis Rodman was with the Spurs, and
they
whooped the Lakers' ass. Like, their best player was Nick Van Exel at that time, I think.
Eddie Jones, Nick Van Exel.
Did they have Eddie Jones yet? They might have, but yeah, I just don't.
So we talked. We hit on it a little bit, the commercials, the NFL commercials, and the people who say, "Well, I want to watch the Super Bowl because I want to watch the commercials." You are a sucker, right? Those commercial guys are sucking you in. They're getting you. You know,
you might as well go to bed early and then watch all the commercials online the next day because you know they're going to be there.
Yeah, just record the game, fast forward the commercials if you don't like them, or fast forward the game. Just fast, you know what I mean? Like TiVo that shit, right? And then boop, 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 boop through the game and then watch the commercials.
The game was broadcast or was streamed on Paramount Plus. That's how we watched it.
Yeah.
And it's the worst streaming service. Every other streaming service, you can wait a little bit and then start the game from the beginning. And then that way you can fast forward through a couple commercials or fast forward through some of that downtime. With Paramount Plus, the only option you have to watch is watch live. You can't rewind it. You can't pause it.
They want you to watch the commercials. They're selling those commercials.
I understand that.
They don't want you to fast forward through the
Peacock
commercials.
Peacock lets you do it. Amazon Prime lets you do it.
I bet they wouldn't if it was the Super Bowl and those companies were paying millions of dollars to make a Super Bowl commercial. I remember Super Bowls when I first knew that commercials were a big thing was back in the day when there was like the Bud Bowl.
Right. The frogs. Remember the frogs?
No, the Bud. I'm talking about the Bud Bowl. They had the fucking Bud.
Oh yeah,
the Budweiser bottles versus Bud Light bottles.
Yeah,
and people were betting on that shit. And I hope Bud Light wins. I hope Bud wins. And people are just trying so hard to want to care about that kind of shit, right?
They bet on that stuff still. They bet on, like, there's rumors that Reba McEntire purposely added an extra line to the national anthem because they bet on the length of the national anthem.
She made up a line?
She just said it again. Like, the home of the brave. It's the home of the brave. And ended it. Something like that.
Right? Isn't that one of your, like,
yeah.
I'm brave, you're brave.
I used to do that in my comedy act because it's a short song. Yeah. So they want to get they want to milk it for every penny it's worth.
But yeah, those commercials, are they, like some people, like I said, some people just think they have to watch the Super Bowl, right? And I also get that some people just think they have to have a party. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I'm not a big party person, so I don't, that's not something that appeals to me, like just getting into a house with a bunch of people and screaming and drinking and yelling.
It's fun, you know, to get with a bunch of people who care. But, like, I remember I was having a party on a Labor Day weekend, and the Yankees played a big series against the Red Sox. And I had the Yankee game on the projector in the garage. And when Giancarlo Stanton hit that big grand slam, we were all like, ah!
Well, don't get me wrong. If it's the Yankees and I love the Yankees and a bunch of guys are getting together, fine. If I was a Kansas City Chief fan or a San Francisco 49er fan and we got together with a bunch of Kansas City Chief fans, then fine. That's cool. But right. If I'm getting a bunch of my buddies and their wives and they don't give a shit about football and they're betting on, like, you know, oh, I wonder if Usher's going to wear black shoes, you know, like just black like shoes. It's just so, I don't know. It's just so.
Well, I mean, I can get it. If they're not into football, they want to find something else fun to watch the game. If they're going to be stuck watching,
might as well find ways to make it fun for themselves. Why not wait until, you know, another live TV show comes on? You go, hey, you guys, we're going to watch the Bachelor finale and sit at home and have a party and order wings and chicken and call in the next day and bet on who's going to, you know, win the Bachelor. You know what I mean? Or some other thing like that. Like, why does it got to be football?
Don't get me started on reality TV. I hate how fake reality TV is.
Sports are the first reality television.
It's true.
They're real people, right? They're not actors, and they are just playing like the games. They're playing like the Survivor games, you know, like the elimination games and stuff.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah. This year, were the commercials even that good?
I don't remember many of them. They had Arnold Schwarzenegger, right, being the State Farm guy in Neighbor. They had that one going, and they had the Jennifer Aniston Ross one, right, and David Schwimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, she didn't remember him.
Yeah, I've seen him 1,000 times since.
And the Temu, everyone's talking about Temu. That's one that was on the most. Because it's some, like, is it Chinese? China? From China? It's from China.
Yeah.
But it would be
China.
It would be on, you know, and they want you to sell you stuff for, like, $5.
Yeah.
Like, laptops for, like, $5. Get the fuck out of here. Laptops for $5. Yeah, I believe
that one.
Yeah, ones that are, like, fucking smashed in and broken and cracked screens and shit.
So, yeah, I'm going to do... We've had good amount of viewership for a little bit of time here, but I'd like to do that with the football trivia from last season.
That's all you. I don't know what to look for.
And then we'll see who wins it. We'll give you 5 questions.
I do know that people were saying that this was one of Mahomes' worst years in a while.
Well, he wasn't playing that well.
And it was mainly the defense carrying him over.
Travis Kelce didn't have a great year, but that could have been because of Mahomes. But
could be. And that's another thing I hate about football. Listen, I love football. I used to be in radio.
Do you love football?
And I don't. I don't love it. I'm sorry. I like football, and I like the Super Bowl, and I watch every playoff game I possibly can. I don't change plans for it. Hey, babe, you want to go to a movie? Sure, let's go. Oh, nope, shit. Playoff game. Nope, staying home. That's not me. I don't care enough. You know, if it was Bills, then yes, I'm watching. I'll cancel plans. But...
Only for playoffs, though. You wouldn't cancel a regular season Bills game playoffs.
Probably
or a regular season Bills
probably
game.
Not a regular season game, no. So, like our baseball season, our adult baseball league, we just voted to move September games to Saturdays so people can watch football on Sundays.
It's crazy to me. It's a crazy concept to me. Personally, I didn't care enough, but, you know, whatever. And the thing. I don't know if this is every radio show, but this is a radio show that's not even focused on sports in the area. Wednesday, they're still talking about a game that happened on Sunday. They had a group of people to come on Monday to talk about it, a group of people to talk about it Tuesday, and then a group of people or one person to talk about it on Wednesday, asking the same fucking questions and getting the same fucking answers about the same fucking game that happened three goddamn days ago.
And then Thursday, they're already talking about the Thursday night game, which is two teams that don't give a shit about. If it's football, they care. That, you know what I mean? Like, that's the difference with football. I don't even understand it, but if people can watch football even when it's not their team. I don't watch like the Mets play the Padres or,
right,
you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I want to watch my favorite team or I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people, as there's football on, they're going to watch it no matter what. They get excited about those damn August preseason games, you know, and even the starters aren't playing. They just like to see guys banging into each other, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's what makes it cool, right? Is that people just tackle
him. Here's the other thing. I know quite a bit about football because I watch a lot and pay attention and read a lot about it when I'm trying to win my fantasy. I enjoy playing fantasy football. It's fun. I have a good time. I play it with my family. You know, it's one of the things I do with my kids. There's not very many things I do with my kids anymore. That's one of them. And I know all the quarterbacks. I know all the running backs. I know the number one wide receivers.
See, you know, I don't even know.
I know which teams are good at defense and all that kind of stuff. But once the fantasy season is done, I'm done. I mean done. I can't say done anymore.
See, it seems like for you, they need like a fantasy football season for playoffs.
They should have a post. I think there is.
But there's the problem with that is you lose so many players that first week.
Right. Yeah. So
it'll be tough.
It's just other things that they do. They do like daily fantasies and stuff like that.
See, I'm just the opposite. I don't watch football until the playoffs come. I like watching the Bills now. I've jumped on the bandwagon and I'm fully admitting that I'm a bandwagon Bills fan because I've got caught up in the Josh Allen excitement. It's been a lot of fun. That game with against the Chiefs, the year they kept going back and forth and, you know, 13 seconds and all that shit. I was standing up pacing like it was a Yankee World Series game, you know, like Wetland trying to get out that dude who was the last out for the 96 World Series and he kept fouling pitches off.
I don't remember.
It was like that, you know. And I was yelling and screaming at the thing.
Mark Bell? No.
I don't remember. I don't want to bore people trying to think of it.
Here's my question. If any of you people who are watching or will watch or will listen are Bills fans, what is your take on the Chiefs winning? Now, here's two different logics to it. If I'm a Yankee fan and the Red Sox beat the Yankees, I don't want the fucking Red Sox to win the next series.
Well, that's a strong, hardcore rivalry, too, so you don't want that.
I don't. But if the Twins beat the Yankees, I want the Twins to move on because if the Twins win the World Series, then as far as we know, the Yankees are the second best team in football. Do you feel like that with the Bills? Do you feel like the Bills fans that I know, the members of my family, and some of the other people that I know that are Bills fans, didn't want Kansas City to win.
Yeah,
they hate the Chiefs because they hate the Chiefs because they beat the Bills three out of the last 4 years or whatever it might be. So that to them, that's a little bit of a rivalry. They don't want Kansas City to win. If I was in that situation and I was a Bills fan, I feel like I would want Kansas City to win because that would mean the Bills could have been the second best team. They played Kansas City well.
Yeah, beat them in the regular season, did they not?
Pretty easily, I think.
Patrick Mahomes was whining about something. I can't remember exactly what the call was, but he was bitching and complaining about some kind of call at the end of the game that was pretty costly.
Pass interference, I think.
I don't know, but it seems like whenever Patrick Mahomes really needs to win the game, he just fucking marches down the field and he does it.
Well, I wanted the Chiefs to win because I like Taylor Swift, and I like Taylor Swift more because everybody hates her for no reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'm not crazy enough about her music. There's a couple songs that I really like. Shake It Off is a lot of fun. I think that's her best song. It's fun.
But all the interviews and stuff I've seen, she seems like, you know, she's got her shit together. She's a good business person. She talks to people with respect.
But she writes about her boyfriends and breaking up. I wouldn't want to date her because she writes about it in a song.
Well, that's because Listen, male chauvinists hate her.
What's the first thing and what's the first rule in writing?
Write what you know.
What you know.
Yeah, yeah.
She knows these a-holes. How many songs are not about heartache and breakups and stuff like that? Come on. What else is she supposed to freaking write songs about?
Yeah. But men who are don't like women in power would hate her because we're getting too political. Jaden's gonna watch this episode and tell us that he's damn glad he wasn't here. But let's not get too political. But I like Taylor Swift, and I've been a Travis Kelce fan for years before he started dating.
My
Taylor
wife
Swift.
Is obsessed with their show. She watches clips of their show, Jason and Travis Kelce.
I've had him on my fantasy football team a few years, and so I watched him play a lot, and I like him. So
he didn't have a great season either, but he stepped it up in the playoffs.
He
right?
sure didn't.
He had a lot of touchdowns in the playoffs. It seemed like
he was my first pick in my fantasy football draft, and he did not hold up to that. But you know, that's another thing. Some people get so pissed off about players in fantasy football. It's like they threaten people and like, you're playing like crap. I can't believe this. You're ruining my fantasy football team. But damn.
Here it is. We finally have it. We always joke to, like, when we're talking to someone, we're talking to Grandma Flora. Grandma Flora is officially listening right now.
Well, then we can
start. Hi, Grandma.
I think the football keeps people listening. We switch to baseball, we're going to start losing people.
You think so? But I got so many things to say about the rule changes. And
yeah, I know. I know.
I don't have much to say about football anymore. I've said about how I think it's overrated. I say how there's too many commercials. There's too much dead time. People talk about the dead time in baseball. There's just as much in football, but it's more condensed because they have a clock. Well, baseball doesn't have a clock.
We can flip it back and forth. Okay, baseball, football.
Because we have done baseball.
Because I want to ask people who are watching, if anybody's watching, anybody who really loves football, we have 8 people watching. I don't know who it is. It'd be nice to know.
I know. I wish it did show us that.
We could cater to what we're talking.
If you can leave a comment, just say hi so we can get.
Yeah, say hi so we know that you're watching. But
I know one of them is my wife and my grandma. Danny said hello. She has it on in the background at work.
So I want to know if football fans think the best football team won the Super Bowl this year, because people thought San Francisco was the best team at times. People thought the Eagles were the
Eagles
best.
Were on a tear, and then they just went right in the toilet at one
and
point, didn't they?
The Cowboys. People thought the Cowboys were the best team at
the
one
Bills
point.
Whooped the Cowboys.
So I mean, and the Bills were playing themselves right out of the playoffs, and then they just went on a tear.
Mm-hmm. And won like 5 games in a row, right?
Yeah, and then
that's what I was nervous about, was like, they won the last 5 games in this regular season, and you can't win and lose in the playoffs. It's like, do we really expect them to win like 9 in a row to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's tough.
So that's one thing I was worried about.
Yeah, and they didn't do it. But
8 viewers. Grandma says she likes baseball. Grandma, we got to get you to the game. Wouldn't that be fun? Get her to Toronto at least, if we can't get her to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Toronto or Cleveland on a day trip. That could be fun. Get a bunch of us together.
So that reminds me here. Baseball. Do the best teams win the World Series this year? No.
Glad you brought that up, Mark. So glad you brought that up, because I have something to say about it. You said you don't like the way the playoffs are formatted because the best team doesn't end up winning the World Series. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't even make it.
Especially now.
Okay.
Because there's so many rounds.
Well, then what's the point of playing the games? Why don't we just put the best teams together and say, oh, the Dodgers have the best team right now. World Series over. Why even bother playing the games if once they're on paper and you think the best teams, that's the team that should be in the World Series? Why even bother?
Because I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying to make it more like the regular season. So you had the last couple of years, the Dodgers and the Braves losing early, you know.
Okay.
The Dodgers and the Braves losing too early. They lost to the Phillies. Phillies made it. And the Diamondbacks. Listen, the Diamondbacks won 84 games. And people are like, oh, the Yankees were so bad. The Yankees won 82 games, right? Or what? Something like that. They were close. And everybody loved the Diamondbacks, how great the Diamondbacks were. And the Yankees were shit. And the Diamondbacks only won 2 more games than the Yankees. So,
well, the Diamondbacks were in a less competitive league.
And they won the World Series, or they made it to the World Series. My point being, the Diamondbacks might not even make the playoffs next year. And same thing with the Rangers.
Okay.
Those two teams were not anywhere near. I get it, once in a while you have an upset. It's fun to have an upset once in a while. But right now in baseball, it's happening a lot. It's happening a lot. The best teams in the American League last year were Baltimore, Toronto, and Houston. And the best teams in the National League last year were the Dodgers, the Braves, and not the Diamondbacks.
No, not the Diamondbacks.
But the Dodgers and the Braves. And the Phillies, probably. But so, because of all the off days, they don't have to play baseball the same way in the postseason as they do in the regular season. In the regular season, you win eight, you play eight games in a row sometimes,
but
right?
Shouldn't that help the better teams too?
Yeah, it does help the better teams, but it doesn't. It's not representative of the regular season. You have to have more depth to be good in the regular season. You have to have guys that can come off the bench and give guys rest. You have to have bullpen guys. You have to have five starting pitchers. In the postseason, you only need three starting pitchers. You can rely on your two best bullpen guys, and you don't need to use guys off the bench. The teams that are really good, that are full of depth, that are built for the long haul, because you have to build for a 162-game season, right, with maybe 20 days off during the regular season, 160 games. We're losing all our viewers when we want to talk about baseball. When that happens, and then the postseason happens, and you play, 12 games in 20 days, It doesn't represent the season anymore.
The only way they can change it is to have mutual sites, or neutral sites for baseball games.
Because of the travel days.
Because you got to have travel, A, and weather, B. How many times have games been rained out because of shitty October weather? It happens. So the only way you can do it is to have everybody in the middle of the freaking desert
It's not the only way they can do it. They can start the season earlier. Don't tell me you can't. Don't tell me you can't start the season earlier, because you can start the season in the South and you can start the season in the domes.
So you want to start the season in like March?
Yeah, middle of March. Start it a week sooner, right?
Okay.
And start it in Florida and Southern California and Texas and Toronto,
Arizona,
and Seattle, Milwaukee. Places that have domes. And there's plenty of stadiums that they can start in where it won't be freezing cold.
Okay.
Plenty.
And then you want to start the playoffs in September?
Start the playoffs a little bit earlier. So that, you can have rain days. But if you have a rain day, you don't schedule a rain day. You don't pre-schedule a rain day. You just start playing, and then if you rain out, you play a doubleheader.
Oh, you don't want to freaking...
Why?
A doubleheader for a playoff game?
Yes, it's baseball. It's about the marathon. It's not about the sprint. Listen, it's not representative of the full season, and it drives me crazy.
The
Diamondbacks were not the two best teams in baseball.
Again, who cares if they weren't the two best teams in baseball?
Why did we play 162 games then?
Why play any of them if once you put the players on a team, just say, oh, the Dodgers are the best team. Let's just put the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series right now if you want the best teams.
But you're judging the season ahead of time in that case.
Well, so are you, because saying the best team.
I'm not judging the season ahead of time.
So you want to end the season after the World Series, or after the regular season? Then whoever had the best records, they won the World Series.
No, listen, I understand what you're saying, but you're going to an extreme. There's a better way to do it. I'm not saying that every time it has to be chalk. It doesn't every time have to be the favorite team winning, but it's getting to be to the point where you get to the postseason and it's just luck and a crapshoot.
It's not luck in the crapshoot. Those built-in days off help the better teams too.
I know that,
and they still have a better. But
it takes away some of their advantage. It lessens their advantage. It lessens their strength over the other teams, because the other teams can just rely on three or four pitchers, right? Mm-hmm. Which you can't do during the regular season. Why should other teams even try to compete? Why should the Brewers try to compete with the Dodgers during the regular season? They can just have two good starting pitchers.
Because you still have to make
good
the
bullpen
playoffs.
Guys. Okay, fine. So once you get to like 90 games, you might as well shut everybody down.
The better teams also have an advantage in that they, in a shorter series, they have more home games. And that can be devastating.
Do it that way then. Do it that way. All home games for the better team.
Well, I think that is the case in that very first round, isn't it? Like three-game series and they're all the home games?
They should be.
Right. So, I mean, that's one thing
all
you
right,
can do.
All right. Let me throw
maybe
this
these
at
teams
you.
Just need to stop choking in the playoffs. You're telling me the Dodgers don't have a good enough team that could fucking stop the – who did they lose to in the first round?
Didn't they lose to the Diamondbacks? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But how about this? Let me throw this at you and see what you think. Start the week. Start the season. And then you can still have the days off. You can still have the travel days.
Okay.
Start the season a week early, like I said, in the South. People are going, well, the Yankees should be able to start at home. Why do people want to go sit in New York on March 30th and be freezing? They don't. People don't want, you don't
want
to.
Well, sometimes it can be tough to, you know, start the season on the road, and then if you don't get off to a good start, you feel like you're in a hole.
Well, nobody wants to go to a Yankee game in March.
I mean, they will for opening day, not for anything else, though.
So start a week early, right? Start a week early, and then instead of a 7-game series, make it a 9-game series. Revenue, you have money revenue.
I can get on board with that.
Why not? Why not? Why does it have to be stuck at 7? Because, you know, that's because that's what it does. It used to be 5, and now it's 7, and it could be 9.
It used to be more. Like the Black Sox scandal, I think that was a best out of 9 World Series.
It should be the best out of 9 because it's more representative of the season to make it more longer and make your depth matter, make your bullpen matter, make your starting pitching matter. Your fifth starter should matter.
Well,
in the postseason, your fifth starter should matter.
I guess so. I mean, it just feels like to me that if you're a good enough team to wipe, you know, through the regular season and you got like a 13-game lead going into the playoffs and all that stuff, you should be able to handle a shorter game season just as easily.
I'm not saying that it makes it harder. It makes it easier for both teams. I agree. But it brings them together, right? During a regular season, and I'm going to make sure you can see me. During the regular season, can you see me?
Yeah.
Let's say during the regular season, the Dodgers are here.
Yeah.
Right? And the D-backs are here.
Okay.
Right? Then when you have the postseason come and they both have advantages, the Dodgers get a little bit better, right, because of that.
Okay.
But the D-backs get way better because they can get rid of players that aren't any good.
Yeah, but then the Dodgers also have home
field
advantage.
Not as high, but they won't go up as high and getting better because you're taking away one of their advantages. One of the things the Dodgers have is a great fifth starter. You know, for example, one of the things the Dodgers have is a great fifth starter. That's why we sometimes, and Ricky Davis, that's why sometimes we lose in the first round to one of the better teams because they don't have to use their bench. They don't have to use their bullpen. They don't have to use their fifth starter. And what made us good during the season was that we had our fifth starter who was 27-1.
So, I mean, so you're not complaining about the amount of teams that are in the playoffs?
I mean, that's part of the reason why it is how it is.
Okay.
I mean, the more teams there are, the more chance you have of losing
A one-game series
or a 3-game series, that's ridiculous. That's not baseball. Okay. That's, you know, two hot pitchers and you're done. You get behind your hitters get a little bit of a slump, you lose. Mm-hmm. And that's your season.
Well, then again, that's all about playing the game. I mean, unless you extend everything way out, I just don't see how you make it that much more of a level playing field that's indicative to what the regular season
is. I don't want it to be a level playing field. I want it to stay. I want the good teams, I want the distance between the good teams that they had in the regular season to be there in the postseason too. I don't want, you know, the days off, because I get what you're saying. The days off help the good teams too, yes. But they help the bad teams more because the bad team's good players are closer to the good team's good players than the good team's bad players are to the bad team's bad players. Okay, for example,
here's another
good
way
teams
to look
don't
at
have
it.
Any bad players, and the bad teams have more bad players, and they have to use the bad players. let me say that.
And here's another thing with it. It helps some of those smaller market teams have a chance. You know, like the Yankees see that the Orioles traded for Corbin Burns, and they say, "Oh, fine, we'll go sign Blake Snell then." You know, the Indians don't do that. The frickin' Brewers and Pirates don't do that shit because they can't. I mean, I think they can. They just want to keep more of the profits to their owners. So that's a different conversation. But like, because I went to an Indians game, and this frickin' drunk guy was sitting next to me, or I'm sorry, not Indians, Guardians, Cleveland Guardians, and he's like, "Dude, man, I've always fucking hated the Yankees. They just buy all their players and bid." And I'm telling him, first of all, how good has that done them in the past 15, 17, 18 years? Because they haven't won a World Series, and B, the Indians make enough money. Look at this place. You're trying to tell me that this isn't a $1 billion freaking company. They can spend the money on players if they want to. They just want to keep lining their pockets.
Well, the other thing about that is in baseball, you can't buy a World Series ring. You can buy a playoff spot, though. If you spend enough money, you're going to make the playoffs. And then it becomes that crapshoot that I'm talking about.
And right? I don't think it's necessarily a crapshoot. Maybe it gives some of those lower teams a little bit, you know, more advantage, but the big money guys still have the big money guys, the big money experience and the big money talent, and maybe they don't need the depth, but those top guys are still supposed to be better than the top guys in the other team.
Right, but it's baseball. And it's not a great often they don't go head to head. Only the pitchers and the hitters do. And you have the pitchers and the hitters is the only time, right? That's the only interaction where it's offense versus defense, right? Because once the ball's hit, the batter's not going out there and moving the ball away from the fielders.
No.
Right? So it's only pitcher versus hitter. And if you have, again, we're saying the same thing over and over again. If you have a fifth pitcher who's shit and a fifth pitcher who's good, and they don't have to use, neither team has to use the fifth pitcher, that it takes away from the other team's advantage.
I see that point. I do. I don't know that it plays as much as you think, but
you're wrong. You're wrong. 100% wrong. Let's see what Jaden says. Jaden.
Personally, if you got Pokemon Explosion out there, then he could just use his tail and use his spin attack.
Look, football is different because you only play one game a week.
Right. If you have one off, that's something that my brother-in-law brings up about the playoffs all the time, is you're one and done, you know? And it's the same thing with the you know, March Madness and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
One bad game, it's all over.
March Madness is a whole different animal. But in the football tournament, this World Super Bowl tournament, more often the good team wins. It's harder for upsets in football than it is for in baseball. Especially in a one game situation.
Oh, I agree with
because
that.
Because a baseball game, you have pitchers that change the
You know. If a pitcher's on and, you know, he's doing his thing, and it's so easy to get into a slump in baseball, you know, and an umpire can make such a big difference. And that's another thing I wanted to touch up on.
Okay, baseball, the rules, let's do it.
Instant replay. I love instant replay. I think it's great. You can't have a baseball season and watch the umpires get it wrong and then be happy. Excuse me. You can't sit there and watch a baseball game, have the umps get it wrong. Like, if I'm a Yankee fan and a blown call went in the favor of the Yankees and then they end up winning the game because of that blown call, it just doesn't seem right because you can see it. You know, they have the opportunity to fix it. Everybody can plainly see it except for the ump who was there at that minute of that game, and he just missed it, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't just let that happen. And then there's people who tell me that they're in favor of instant replays, but they don't want robo-umps. Which is bullshit.
Robo umps are the best part of any
because of if you want the best thing about instant replay is to get the calls right, then that's what you need to do for baseball. Baseball wants more offense. They want more hitting. The first thing they need to do is robo-umps because umpires take the bats out of players' hands. Pitchers already have an advantage going in there. And then when umpires start making these big fucking strike zones, like I'm trying to remember which pitcher it was. Was it A.J. Burnett or Al Leiter's no-hitter whose fucking strike zone was like into both batter's boxes?
Well, go back and watch highlights from the 1997 World Series when the Marlins won. And LeVon Hernandez was striking guys out.
Oh, I remember that.
In the other batter's boxes.
Yeah.
His name was Eric Gregg.
How the fuck are you supposed to hit when you don't know what the strike zone is? Baseball is hard enough to hit without the umpires taking the bats out of your hands. So, okay, so maybe you don't want robo-umps, you know, having everything, you know, called balls and strikes.
Oh, I like the human element of it. It's part of the...
Fuck the human element. Get it right.
The human element is the game, the players, not the umpire. We don't need the umpires anymore, you know.
Right. When you can see it happen, and that's the other thing about umpires. I have a friend of mine who's an umpire, and bless him. You know, I give so much credit to umpires who go out there and are willing to do it and listen to people's bullshit, players and coaches and parents of, you know, kids going out there and just spewing bullshit at these umpires. I thank them so much for that.
And they don't
but
get
at the
paid.
Same time, they need to be held accountable for being bad at it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I play in the baseball league where I get 4 at-bats a week. We play one game a week. I get 4 fucking at-bats. And one of those at-bats is ruined because you decided to call a strike that went over my shoelaces?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And you have to give us some leeway. You have to understand that we're going to get mad when that happens sometimes. And in baseball, there's a lot, and in the major leagues, there's a lot more at stake.
Mm-hmm.
People's career batting average, the outcome of the game, people's season batting averages and RBIs and all this stuff can come down to an umpire making a shitty call. So sometimes, if you want to get it right, you have to get the freaking robo-umps in there. Hitting will go up, batting averages will go up, and it'll be more of an offensive game again.
You think so. They do also call strikes that are not strikes. They call them balls.
True, but I don't think those affect as much, nearly as much. Because, first of all, you only get 3 strikes, you get 4 balls.
Yeah, I guess. So what you're in favor of is they did it in the minors, and we were at a game where they did it in the minors.
Well, I would say just robo-umps.
Okay, but if not that.
But this, what you're about to bring up was fun. It.
So we went
to a bunch of Red Wing games this year, minor league baseball, AAA, and they're testing out this system where the pitcher, the catcher, and the hitter can all challenge an ump call. And it didn't take any super extra amount of time to do what they needed to do. You know what I mean? All you have to do is tap your head if you didn't like the strike call. If you're a hitter, you thought it was a ball, they called it a strike, you tap your head, and they show that replay that they show so much of the ball going through the box, and then they say, oh, it was a strike.
That's not even...
If it misses, they say it's a ball, you win.
But the animation on screen was just to show the audience. The umpire got it into his ear if he was right or not.
It was fun.
And then he would let people know if it was wrong.
Right. It was fun to see if the guys were going to challenge it or not, and then it was fun to see if they were going to win.
And they won every time.
That's exactly right. They sure did. I'm not sure if there was many times where if someone challenged it, they were wrong.
I never saw it. Every single time I saw a challenge, the challenger was wrong. That means that...
You mean the umpire was wrong?
Yeah, the umpire was wrong. That means the umpires get them wrong.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do.
I've done it before. I've umped Little League games and Pony League games and junior high games and stuff like that before. I don't do it regularly. I haven't done it in years.
Junior high?
Maybe not junior high, but you know what I'm saying. I've umped a lot of different stuff, and this is years ago. I don't do it anymore, so don't ask me. but I have done it, and... It's tough. I get it. But at the same time, umpires have to be accountable too. They're not this one and all people, you know, who just get what they fucking say goes. That's bullshit.
Yeah, they're not a judge in a courtroom.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
here's my thing about umping is it makes you hate the sport. When I umped a long time ago. I umped Little League, and you had moms calling me names. You know, I was 12, mm-hmm. 13 years old, 14, 15 years old umping 8-year-olds, mm-hmm. whatever, 9-year-olds. And you had moms calling you names. And like I made $10.
Yeah.
I made $10 and I had these moms sticking their tongues out at me because I called a strike on their kid and you know, all that kind of stuff. And
I get that. I get that they're passionate about their kids. They love their kids. But guess what? Your kid is just one in a fucking million others, you know?
Dude, and they need somebody there to reel them in.
You right.
Know? Like that's... sometimes when I'm, if I go to a game and I'm getting a little mouthy, my wife will be like, okay, you know, calm it down.
Like when you're on the plane.
Like you're embarrassing me.
And you're complaining about, like they're saying there's well, just a not, little problem with the engine.
That's not the same thing. But and so then I umped junior high and they made me umpire by myself. You ever tried to play to umpire a game where you had to call balls and strikes by yourself? And they made me do, they didn't have gear for me, so I had to do it from behind the pitcher. I had to call balls and strikes from behind the pitcher. Have you ever tried to call a ball fair or foul from behind the pitcher?
Oh, that's rough,
A slicing ball to right field?
Yeah.
And by the way, the lines aren't very good.
Right, they're not painted on there very well.
Junior high league. And the guys, the other coach was so pissed off because I let it go as a fair ball and they got it inside the park home run, you know, because it hit and just took off. And then the other umpire or the other coach came out of this office bench screaming at
me, what is
hands up in the air, telling me what an idiot I am. How could I see that from there? I'm like, I was like in high school, right? I was like 16, 17 year old. I didn't know what to do. What am I going to do? Yell at the guy back?
Right.
I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was scared of the guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So it's tough because I do get both parts. The umpires definitely don't deserve like death threats and parents screaming in their face and even coaches. I mean, coaches, I can get it. They're going to be passionate. They're going to, you know, they want to win the game and I get that. But at the same time, you got to do it in a respectful way.
Yeah, and the umpire shouldn't be cocky.
Well, I remember this past season I had a check swing. Man, I just like moved my shoulders. The bat never came off. He called it a swing. And now I'm 0-2 instead of 1-1. And I think I ended up grounding out. But I was playing first base, so I talked to the umpire who was about, and I was like, come on, man, I get 4 at-bats a week. And to have it blown like that, you know, it's like, there's no way I went. And we had a good conversation about it. And at the end, I said, well, thank you for hearing me out. I appreciate that. You know, because that kind of thing's going to happen. You know, people are going to blow calls, but at the same time, they have to be willing to hear you out too, as long as you do it in a respectful way.
So Major League Baseball, if any of you guys watch Respect the Pick, one of the three people watching us right now, if any of you work for MLB, just put the little boop, boop, you know, that little thing in there.
I don't see how they don't do it. I love it. I think it's so much fun to have that ball strike.
I mean, I don't care about it being fun. I just like to get them right.
Well, I wasn't expecting to enjoy it, but I found myself like, oh, he's challenging us. Yeah, he's right.
I will say this about instant replay, though, sometimes. It's like your guy hits a base hit, right, and he decides he's going to hustle to second base and try to get a double, and he slides into second base, and they tag him, and he's out. You can tell that he's out, and the umpire calls him safe, and you're like, yeah, woo, good hustle, Brett Gardner, yeah, all right, Gardy. And then they're like, oh, they're going to replay it, and you're like, fuck. Right? And then
so it can go just the opposite. I mean,
yeah, it's the right call, but it kind of pisses. It's like football. Dude, it happens in football all the time. He's going. He's got to the 10. He's to the 8. He's going to score a touchdown, but there's a flag in the back. Yeah, flag on the play.
Bring it all back. It didn't happen.
And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And some of the best, the most exciting plays are like holding offense, number 47. It's like,
and that's the other thing about football that I can't stand is how fucking gray the rules are. There's barely any black and white rules. It's so much of it is just gray and the perception of the, you know, the official viewing it at the time. And, oh, they just decided to let the kids play this game and stuff like that. I mean,
well, they do that in basketball.
Like pass interference is like the most fucking, how the hell do you determine that or not? It's so gray. It's ridiculous.
Well, if a ball's a catch is another one. Like, was that a catch or not? Well, he had control. He made a football move. What's a football move?
Yeah, he needed to take 3 steps, and when then his knee was down, and then he was able to do the chicken dance.
Right.
Before he spun the ball hit the ground.
His finger. And Then he tapped his helmet four times with the ball in his hands.
He was able to get two other balls and juggle them. All before his left knee hit the ground, and those, his right foot went out of bounds.
Football referees, that's a part-time job for them.
They get paid that little. They're I guess they only play.
They're like lawyers and retired.
Lawyers?
Yeah, like
what retired fucking lawyer needs to come out here and do NFL football games? Well, we have done an hour. We could wrap it up.
Well, we didn't talk all about the baseball rules change.
True. I mean, I don't think the bases played one way either way. The bigger bases.
There was stolen base attempts were not very higher, but the success rate was. So they're going to start realizing it. Dude, I could steal a base.
I stole a couple bases last year.
I'm talking about in the MLB. Listen, you got to get rid of that. You can only throw over a few times. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's one of the things that they're doing, though. They're trying to pick up the pace of game. And that's something that I've said a million times before. The three-hour game is not the problem. If there's fun action the whole 3 hours, I think people are glad to be there 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But watching the guys get out of the batter's box and fuck around with their gloves and pitchers throw over 85,000 times, they got rid of the pump fake, which I think is good. You know, the fake to first and then throw over to third or whatever the hell they do. I'm glad they got rid of that. But the big bases and some of that other shit, I don't... The three over, I think they need to get rid of. I think they need to get rid of the three batters. You have to face three batters.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's been around longer. They put that one in sooner. I don't like that either.
Right. I think the way to combat all the pitching changes
is limit how many pitchers
you can carry. Limit how many pitchers you can carry. Don't limit how many you can carry for the season. Limit how many you can carry for a series.
How about a game?
You're allowed to have 26 people on a roster, but you can only have so many pitch in the series, and you have to determine that before each series.
The thing that sucks about baseball that doesn't happen in any other sport is you have a guy, you carry a guy on a roster who's not going to play, right? Or two,
a lot of times,
maybe
yeah.
three, maybe three guys that are absolutely ineligible to play because they just pitched yesterday, or they just pitched the day before, or they just pitched the day before. So you have to carry those three guys on your roster, and they're not going to play because they're starting pitchers, and it's not their turn in the rotation. That seems like you could do something with that, right? You could take a pitcher off and put
right.
or whatever.
But I mean, yeah. So I guess that would kind of eliminate the whole roster thing. Maybe the starting pitchers don't count.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. You know, limit how many pitchers you have.
That's
limit
the
your
way.
Bullpen to seven. You can only have seven guys in the pen.
Yeah, I think that would be a big way to do it, where you don't have to have the three batter rule.
Or in any one day, you can only have seven. You can only have six. You know, a guy who's pitched two times in the last two games, he's not going to pitch anyway. It sucks that you have to use the roster spot with them.
Mm-hmm.
So move the rosters up to 30, and then move the game day rosters to 23, something like that.
Okay, yeah, I think that would be a good idea. And going back to what we were talking about earlier with the shift, I'm not sure that there's been enough data yet to tell if the batting averages will go up without
batting
the shift.
Batting averages went up a little bit.
You got to give players time to get used to it. Oh, mm-hmm. They're not shifting anymore. I can, you know, work on this, you know. So I think if you give that a couple more seasons, I think batting averages will go back up.
You got to
stop
that
along with either robo-umps and the pitch call challenge will make hitting a little bit easier. And I think, you know,
you gotta stop letting the guys have these, because the shift rules are only in the infield. So they're moving left fielders into right field.
Right. Okay. So adjust that too.
Yeah.
You have to have three outfielders in certain spots. I mean, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But you, with the shift, I lost my train of thought on the shift.
Well, they've been doing the shift for years and years and years, for one thing.
Right.
And it is a little bit of baseball strategy to have a shift.
And I get that. I get that. But at the same time, we want it to be more fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the strategy makes the game less fun, then you got to kill it.
They do it all the time with offsides in football, offsides in hockey. Like, not football.
Basketball, zone and defense.
Hockey and soccer, they have no offsides. You can't get an advantage. That's an advantage that they don't let you take.
Right.
Right, offsides. So baseball's the same way. Now, I think it might be fun to say you can put a shift there. Oh, before the game starts, you designate one guy as a guy you're allowed to shift.
Okay, I guess.
It might be fun,
but it might make that much less fun to watch, like Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge hit. I mean, Aaron Judge hits the ball over the field, but you know, if the best player is the one guy, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
You know, then you're making one of the better players to watch less fun.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I think the shift. You got to keep the shift. Maybe even, you know.
You mean keep it banned?
Right, keep it banned. Address it even further. Don't care about the bases. I don't love the pitch clock. I think there's a way for umpires to kind of to tell a pitcher to keep going without having to have a stupid clock. Because some batters are taking advantage of it, right? Don't they, like, step out of the box or something, and then they make the pitcher have to rush? I don't know. I don't like any kind of game where the clock's involved. Like, for baseball. Baseball. I keep bringing this baseball, our baseball league into play here. But we only have 3 hours to play a game.
Right.
So if a team's winning by a couple runs and we're getting close to that 3 hour mark, pitchers can kind of stall, you know, batters can stall and say, the game ended in the eighth inning because you can't play the last two innings, you know? So any kind of time where there's with a pitch ban, you know? And it only happened once, and it happened in preseason, right? The bases were loaded and the pitch clock expired, so the guy on third got the score, right? Because it's ball four. That's bullshit. You can't end a game like that. Luckily, it was only a preseason, but still.
Yeah.
Bases loaded and the pitch clock count gives ball four.
The stolen base thing to me is the worst because it causes too much of an advantage to the base stealer. First of all, they should have just tried it with the bigger base because they want guys to run. First of all, why? Is the stolen base that exciting?
If it puts more runners in scoring position. So one of the hardest things in baseball, like the Yankees were having so much trouble, was putting hits together. If you get that guy in scoring position early without another hit, then you can score a run with less hits bunched up.
Yeah, I don't think it's that exciting, though. But anyways, it creates too much advantage. They gave them too much at once, right? Yeah, bigger base. And that three, once you get them the third time, you can just go.
Right. I mean, they can throw over a fourth time, but yeah. You have to get them.
Right. If you don't,
then they get second base. It's a balk or something, right?
I think this year, team players were still a little bit reluctant, but I think as these two rules stay in place, you're going to start seeing more and more stolen base numbers. You're going to start seeing higher stolen base numbers because it just. It's just too much of an advantage. Mm-hmm. It's too much advantage for my liking. To me, the shift rule is good. The pitch clock, I don't care. I don't care about the pace of play. If I go to a baseball game, I'd rather the game last longer. I would just sit there and get my, you know, $400 worth, you know, watching
the game. That's the thing about the game length. I was talking about Tandy and I went to like 7 or 8 live baseball games in 2022. And it seems like you always miss like 2 or 3 innings in line at the concession stands. Mm-hmm. You either need concession stands out where you can see the game better, or they need more concessions so there's fewer lines. Mm-hmm. Because it's so frustrating when you pay all that money to, you know, to go to a game, and you're paying all this money that's been marked up, you know, because you're at a game, you know, to eat while you're watching the game, and then you miss part of the game, you know, a big chunk of the game because the lines are so long.
Well, the way to beat that would be, you know, it's a consumerism issue. If you just decide to not go to the concession stands because you're going to miss the game,
right?
You know,
and they do have the vendors that walk around with popcorn and hot dogs and cotton candy, and that kind of helps too. It does seem that way.
I don't see them at Frontier Field or whatever that place is called anymore at all.
No, what is it? Alliance?
I don't care. It's Frontier Field to me.
But it's just a sponsor, and I keep having stuff to say, and then it leaves me.
Well, we had 8 people at our peak, and we're down to 2 now. It's probably Tandy and, you know,
Grandma
Flora. Hi, Grandma.
It might be you if you're looking at this. One of them true. Might be you.
It's true. No, now we're up to 3. Yeah, it's probably me. One of them is probably me. But
so. It was a good talk. I've been dying to get some of that stuff out with baseball. But going back to the shifts real quick, Mark Teixeira had an interview a long time ago when he was still playing. They used to say to him, oh, what do you feel about the shift? It's like, I don't worry about hitting base hits. There's no shift over the home run fence. So to me, that's proof that guys are trying to hit the ball over the fence too much because of the shift. They feel like they're just going to hit a ground ball to right field. That's not fun to watch. you know? So they try to hit the ball out of the park, and then you end up striking out more, and the batting averages go down.
I mean,
so you got to keep the shift.
Yeah. Yep.
If not, if anything else, strength.
You mean the shift band. You keep on saying you got to keep the shift.
Right. You got to keep the shift band.
But you mean the shift band.
I hate, people keep saying to me, oh, it's a strategy. It's a strategy. I get it. I get that it's a strategy, but it's a strategy that makes the game less fun. And right. I think it's a strategy that, because it makes the game less fun to watch, that people, you know, can't wait for the football season or go to basketball or give up on baseball.
You got to have some kind of limits in that kind of stuff, because imagine, like, I think about it when we're playing our softball games, right? We have, like, a great left fielder and a great left center fielder and our right center. I mean, listen, whoever is listening to this, if you're our right fielder, I'm not talking shit.
Dude, mostly it's me lately.
But, like, if it's you or if we have a sub, right, and it's somebody who doesn't play very much and they're not that experienced out there, or they're an infielder and they're stuck playing the outfield or whatever, why can't we just, when a left-handed hitter comes up, let's just switch him, you know, let's just switch Slevin with
it's not a bad idea. No one says we can't.
Every game, every inning, go switch him.
Right.
Like, why can't you do that?
When a left hitter comes up, I'll go play left field and bring Robbie over to play right.
Ow. Oh!
Cramp again.
God damn it.
This is the second time this has happened with us. God damn it. Only once live, though. Listen, it must be something in the air, because I had two back-to-back nights a cramp woke me up in the middle of my sleep.
Fuck! Excuse my language. Fuck.
The first one was in my right calf, woke me up in the middle of sleep, and then the other one was in my left, like the back of my left thigh.
I gotta stay down here for a minute. Listen.
This is the second time this has happened.
But what if
you've had a cramp live on or what if, recording?
Yeah, what if that happens? What if, like, the Yankees, because they have Soto and he's not a great outfielder, right? And you can't shift, but if there's a guy who hits more balls to right field than left field, to say, now playing right field for the Yankees, Alex Verdugo.
Move him right? over to right.
And then the next guy comes up and it's like, now playing right field for the Yankees, Juan Soto. Just keep switching them based on the data of where they hit the ball the most. Right? Why can't you do that?
Yeah, I agree. They probably could.
It's just some things I think about with sports. Like in basketball, for instance. You're playing a basketball game, and say you're playing Golden State. Uh-huh. No, say you're playing a team that somehow had Steph Curry and Shaquille O'Neal on the same team.
Oy, okay.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it'd be a tough team to beat. But say it's a close game, and you need to foul, and Curry has the ball. During the game, if Shaquille O'Neal is underneath the basket and you grab hold of him or hit him, even if he doesn't have the ball, he shoots a free throw.
Right. Heck a shack. It's a thing.
But even if he didn't have the ball, right? Even if he doesn't have.
Okay.
So why at the end of the game, when Steph Curry's dribbling up the court and you need the ball back, why do you have to foul Steph Curry? Why don't you foul Shaq?
That's a good idea. I didn't know that was a thing.
And make Shaq shoot the free throws.
I thought whoever was getting the ball would shoot the free throw. Or, yeah.
Maybe there's different rules when it's intentional.
Right.
You know? But foul him. No, I'm going to foul this guy because he sucks at shooting free throws.
I mean, you'd think that would be a thing if they were allowed to do that.
Yeah, why don't they do that? It's like, what do we need to goddamn? What's
well, because
name?
I think the only way to call a foul on something without the ball,
the refs will see it.
Right,
like, hey, I'm fouling him. Look, I grabbed him by his neck.
Not only that, but it's more of a serious thing. You know, if you're going to call a foul on someone, you know, who doesn't have the ball, it's a more serious offense for the person who committed the foul. So it might give them the
only
ball
if it's
back
a flagrant
too.
And it hurts.
Right, but they're not going to call it. I mean, how many times do you see like Shaq, you know, like posting up on the guy and they're like fucking wrestling back and forth, you know, quite a bit because he didn't have the ball yet. Once he has the ball, then it gets a little bit more serious.
Okay, but they do call fouls that way. They do call fouls on guys without the ball.
Okay, I don't watch enough NBA anymore to know any better.
Guys, this is going to be a hot take.
Oh. All right, let's
NBA
hear.
NBA is trash.
I think a lot of people agree with that.
Dude, they travel so fucking much.
There's a guy on TikTok who does a video of like impressions of guys who got away with calls. It's so funny. Because it's like, there's no way he did that. And then they show him actually doing it.
Right. They're like, oh my God, this guy is over exaggerating. You know, he's exaggerating. There's no way that this is what happened. And it's
it's exactly what he did.
Dude, they just
unbelievable with it. And the refs are right there, too. How do they not see it?
They take three steps every time.
Is there some kind of instant replay in NBA?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like every sport you have to.
I'm not sure how it works. But
it's just too devastating when you actually see that it's there. You know, and the whole world sees it. It's like, how do you let it stand? You know,
but the traveling, it's like, you know, and then people are like, oh, this person has all these great stats and stuff. But there was like, I'm exaggerating. Okay, there was like four games of players scoring 60 points or more for like 30 years, and then in the last like 5 years, there's been like 12 people scoring 60 or more points in a game. It's just the scoring in the NBA is way up. Way, 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 way up. And the best players get the ball more than they used to. They're allowed to take what like, they let these guys take shots from the logo. You know? And
they make them.
And they talk shit back and forth to each other. Hey, yo, you give me one, I'll give you one. Logo, 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 logo. And the coaches are like, dude, if freaking like Pat Riley was like, stop, don't take that shot.
Right. Yeah, I mean, every sport evolves. A lot of analytics come into play.
That's devolved to me. The NBA is devolved. It's not basketball anymore. They don't follow the. They don't dribble. They don't even dribble. They take one bounce and then there's four steps to the rim. You know, like James Harden travels every time he gets the ball. LeBron James travels a lot. Listen. I'm not doing the LeBron versus Jordan right now.
Until Anthony gets here. You got to wait
for Anthony. I know LeBron is a good player. He's a great player. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. But that motherfucker travels a lot.
And he gets away with, he gets a lot of bogus foul calls on him, too, because he's LeBron.
He hit my fingy.
LeBron fans would say that he gets fouled a lot and doesn't get called, but.
Okay. Please, listen, go fucking watch Michael Jordan play the Pistons back in the day. You want to talk about fouls.
But here's
they would like pick Michael Jordan up and like start beating him with baseball bats.
That was
and shit.
The defense. Bill Laimbeer and Dennis Rodman were like, hey, you guys, when Jordan comes to the lane, punch him in his teeth.
it's like that episode of Sonny, you know, where Mac says has people hiding razor blades in their wristbands and shit. That's what the Pistons used to do to the Bulls.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put these brass knuckles on, okay? Here comes Mike.
Oh yeah, that Pistons thing started with the Celtics. Like Larry Bird, like had a lot of fights. Well, with Larry Bird,
he used to talk so much shit.
I know. Larry Bird was so
my good, favorite man. Story is he has a someone just told it last night. I think it was Charles Barkley because last night was NBA Saturday night with the dunk contest and stuff. I think Charles Barkley's told the story where Larry Bird went up to him and said, man, you guys are disrespecting me. And Charles says, why? Says, because you got a white guy playing me.
Yeah. Larry Bird, hot take, Magic Johnson's overrated.
I don't think he's overrated, but I see how Larry Bird was way better than Magic Johnson now. Looking back at some of the stuff he does,
Magic Johnson was famous for being a passer, and Larry Bird was just as good as a passer.
Right, and he could still shoot and dunk and play D.
I mean, Larry Bird wasn't a great defender, like one-on-one, but he was a good team defender. He played good defense within his team.
And he fucking hustled and killed himself out there every damn game.
Magic Johnson was good, but he's not a top five. People say he's like the top five player. He's not. He's not.
He was just fun.
He used to be top five maybe, but then you got, you know, Kobe came along and Shaq came along and Jordan came along and LeBron came along and Durant came along and Curry came along and Olajuwon came along.
Robinson
and
Duncan.
And that puts Magic out of the top five, guys. You can't just keep him there just because you like him, just because you like watching him smile. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not in the top five anymore.
Yeah.
And if you look at his numbers and you look at the guys who replaced him when he got hurt, Magic Johnson was getting like 12, 13, 14 assists a game, 19 points, and then he would get hurt, and the guy who took his place would get 17 points and 8-9 assists. Mm. I mean, you talk about a system quarterback. He was a little bit of a system point guard.
Look at this. Yeah. We advertise this as a baseball football episode. We end up talking a lot of basketball too. Yeah,
basketball. We loved basketball.
There was a time when I, like, junior high, like when about the time Jared Utley was putting up his dunk ball hoop, that I actually liked basketball better than baseball because I used to like doing the fancy dunks and the moves and the layups and cross and stuff. But then, you know, as high school came across, and
you did the dunk contest at the. The Apple Blossom Festival.
Yeah, that's what this trophy is right here. That trophy. Can you see it in my shot? I don't know. Yeah, the trophy above the darker baseball right here. This trophy. That's my dunk ball. The basketball player fell off because my cat knocked it off the shelf.
Do you remember when we used to do the? We have the basketball over the. Grandma's kitchen room, yeah. And we used to dunk and record from sitting in that chair.
They're new Nerf rims. I had my mullet at the time.
When we loved basketball and we played at the Utley's a lot and we.
Harry Ball.
Up at and the we gym. Played a lot of NBA.
And
basketball.
We played, even after high school, we played twice a week at the primary school with all those guys. Yeah. That was fun too.
Yeah, I don't, you know, if Anthony ever watches this, he doesn't watch us. He's. Not a very loyal friend, but dude. But he cries if I don't. If dude, when his birthday happens on March 23rd, if I fucking wait until like after 5 o'clock, dude's texting me talking about. So you not gonna say happy birthday to me, man? Like fucking. Give me a minute, dude.
It is crazy how many people I know who have my actual birthday and the 23rd.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I know like 8 people personally who share my birthday and then like 5 more who are on the 23rd.
That's crazy. But yeah. I want to test this. I don't respect the pick if anybody's watching. Maybe it could be a live one, but we need 100 people watching. Something like if there's 100 people in a room, you have like a 70% chance of one of those persons sharing your birthday. I don't remember. I don't know the numbers, but that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
But there is only 365 days in a year.
True.
So
I mean, how many different days are there?
Right.
And this past year was a leap year. It hasn't come yet. I'm thinking it's March for some reason.
Yeah, this year.
We have February 29th this year.
Yeah. If your birthday is February 29th, what do you have to...
Do you celebrate it March?
There's a conundrum, right? Because you were born in February.
Right.
Right. So... You think that you need your birthday to be in February, but if that's the case, your first year, you weren't a year old yet. If you were born on February 29th, you don't turn one until March 1st.
Tandy, if you're watching, let me know. Oh, no, it's a Thursday. She doesn't work on Thursdays.
Listen, are you listening?
Yeah.
If you were born on March 29th, I mean February 29th on a leap year. You're not a year old. You're not 365 days old until March 1st.
Right.
So you have to have your birthday in March.
Yeah, you'd think. I mean, it depends. They can celebrate it however they want, though.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Respect the pick.
I'm laughing like an old man today. I got this little cough.
Respect the pick. You can't. All right, next week we're going to do, we can do this again. I want more people to watch. This will be fun.
I'd love to get Jaden here.
If we can be more interactive. Well, I think Jaden's first time back will be spring break.
Oh, wow. Well, that's coming up soon. March, right? He's spring break for college is March.
Because next week he does not have off. And he's doing theater club now. So he's got to do all these rehearsals and stuff. And
okay.
So.
Well, we've been having fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's good to talk sports for once. And not have him cry about it.
Sports are dumb.
Let's talk about Pokemon and anime.
We can talk about other things.
And giraffes. How many different kinds of giraffes there are.
Listen,
I shouldn't make fun of him when he's not here to defend himself. I'm sorry, Jaden. Sorry, buddy. Love you, man.
We have 4 people watching. I wish we knew who they were. Listen, if you're watching, please say hi. I want to hear who you are.
That didn't work last time we asked.
But. Yeah, but it might be somebody new.
True. True, true, true.
There's
true.
4 people watching. One of them is probably me.
We're at an hour and a half.
Let me close this and see if it still says 4. Does it still say 4?
Yep. Right now it does. We're still on an hour and a half here, bro.
Yeah,
it's,
I think
it's a good, it's a good long episode.
Listen,
I don't think
we can talk, guys. Listen, we can talk. And we can talk about whatever you want. Give me a topic and I'll talk about it.
I might have to listen to you depending on what that topic is.
Give me it.
I don't fucking know.
Give me a topic.
I don't want to give you a topic. I can't even think of a topic right now.
Oh, you want to talk about not being able to think of topics?
I want to talk about wrapping this up so we can do a Duffy and Dyke episode.
Go. I don't think I'm going to do that. It's 4 o'clock already.
Is it really that late? Okay. Yeah.
We can do one though. I do want to do one this week. Let's actually do two this week. I'll send you the episode so you can do your research on them.
Okay.
Then we won't have to take so much time. We can boom, bam, bam, boom, bam.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada bop. Bada beep.
This is what you do. This is what you do to talk about a topic. Alphabet. This is what I do when I can't think of somebody's name. I start at A and I go to Z and I always get it right. I always think of the person who I was trying to think of just by doing that. So I'll be like, A, Ann, Aaron. Allison.
Hold on.
Yeah, what is happening right now?
Well, I'm seeing comments that I don't see in... Like someone said no Jaden on a comment, but I don't know where that comment came from.
I wonder who said no Jaden. Because, I mean, Michelle knows why Jaden's not here, and Tandy knows why Jaden's not here, and Grayson knows why Jaden's not here. So who doesn't know that Jaden's not here? No, everybody, Jaden's not here. That's okay, because I'm your favorite. I am your favorite. Who said no Jaden? Lindsay?
I don't know who said no Jaden.
Grandma?
Oh, it's no Tandy. Tandy said it. Never mind, I see it now.
Tandy, Jaden's not here.
Well, she thought maybe... maybe she thought...
He was going to...
Yeah.
He was going to...
Remotely.
Pop in remotely.
That reminds me, did I tell you I told a joke in the Zoom meeting I was in the other day? No one laughed. Turns out I'm not even remotely funny. Come on, that's a good dad joke right there.
That is a good dad joke. So how many comments did we have?
We only had like a couple. Grandma, me, and Tandy.
You guys are boring. You guys watched us. God damn it. All right, are we going to hang this up?
Yeah, man. Nope. I think that was a...
Next week, listen, watch this episode, comment if you will do if you'll do NFL trivia. What I'll do is I'll find trivia questions and I'll let them call my phone and I'll be like,
but there's got to be another way to do
that. I'll be like, here are 5 football questions and you try to get them right. And whoever gets the most right will get the reward. I feel like Jenny's Aaron would like to give that a try.
See, it says we only had 6 comments.
But, I mean, we didn't make it to, we didn't make our 1:30 deadline, so.
No. Or that's all the technology, people. You have no idea what we go through every time. Sometimes we turn the computer off, turn it back on, expect things to be exactly the same, and everything's different. We've gone through soundboards and microphones and applications and computers and headphones and all kinds of different shit to get this to work every day. And for whatever reason, it never wants to work the same for us from one show to the next. So that's part of our problem. It's frustrating.
That's part of the reason why we can't.
Someone said you guys. Oh, you said you guys are boring. Never mind. I was about to throw a fit. I was like, wait a second. But it's you. They got the transcript of what we're talking about.
I don't think we're boring. But
that's crazy. I mean, I'm sure there's better things to do on a Sunday afternoon than listen to us two bozos talk. But at the same time.
Why would you say that? Don't say that. No, listen. Nothing better to do.
I consider like a podcast. People call this a podcast. Technically, it's called a podcast. I think we're more like a radio show. We're background noise. There's people you're going to listen to in the background while you're driving, while you're getting ready for work, while you're at work. Mm-hmm. That's what I think we are. That's what I want to be.
Yeah, I think we could be more of a radio show. We should just start going live all the time. And maybe if we just keep on going live all the time, people will start.
That's not a bad idea. I would be willing to try that. The problem with that is you won't have Jaden a lot. And
well, he could remotely do it. We could do it every day at 1 o'clock, every Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Every Sunday? Is that the day you'd want to do it, though?
No.
I would think you want to do it like a weekday.
Yeah, but that's hard to do.
But again, I get out of work by 3:30. You know, I could still be on while people are still at work.
If we could get it set up if we could get it remotely set up, I would do it every day.
Yeah, I mean,
I would do it every single day.
Ugh, that takes a lot of work, though.
That'd be fun.
We'd have to talk about more than just our nerd stuff.
Every day, 3 o'clock. Every day, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
See, because my whole idea of starting this is, and I told Bill Moran this on Bill's podcast. I worked in radio, you know, but they would talk about depressing stuff because you have to fill the hours. You have to fill 5 hours, you know. So they're talking about murders and they're talking about politics and they're talking about death and drunk driving and all this other stuff. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about fun stuff. But there's only so much you can say about the Super Bowl, you know. There's only so much you can say about the Dick Van Dyke Show that ended 60 years ago, you know, stuff like that. So it's tough if you try to do too much. You have to start bringing in other topics that I don't necessarily want to talk about.
Make them only an hour.
An hour show? Okay, maybe we could do something like that. I don't know.
Have contests and...
I would love to have contests and stuff like that. But again, you need a budget or you need, you know, the in with people to get prizes.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up because I don't want people to listen to our idea and laugh at us.
Good idea.
I don't want people to be like, what? They want to have a radio show? Idiots!
So listen... That kind of sucks, though, because if we were live, they missed this episode. They'll never get to hear it again, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I was setting you up like you set me up all the time.
What?
No!
Oh!
Well, you can listen to us on Podbean.
All right, we're going to edit this. Set this guys, up. Shush.
Do you want to do this again?
Let me try this again. You can edit. They're not listening to us live anyway, so.
Okay. Okay, so. Okay, so yeah, the one and another bad part, Mark, about being live is you can't hear this episode anymore. It's gone. It's gone forever.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, it's live, so if you're not listening right now...
You're not going to record this?
Yeah, it's on Facebook recorded, I guess.
Yeah, but you could edit it and post it on our podcast.
Oh,
the podcast app, Podbean that we use.
Yeah.
Podbean, okay, it can be on iTunes, it can be on... You know, all those other, anywhere you get your podcast or on our YouTube channel.
So you could see this all again? You could hear it all again if you missed it?
You could watch it 500 times if you want to.
Well, that's just incredible. I'm glad you pointed that out to me. All right.
Usually you're pointing that out to me, but. What? It's good that we laugh at ourselves.
Right. Someone has to.
Yeah.
All right,
so. Start doing like Andy Kaufman stuff, like get on the TV and go, it'll be funny.
They'll get up and think their television is broken. Maybe that's what I was doing this whole time with all this technical problems that we have. Why do they sound like Gene Hackman and Superman right now?
Right, like that's like Andy Kaufman is different. Like most entertainers, they're entertaining you. But for Andy Kaufman, he was entertaining himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he was using the audience to entertain him.
Yep.
You know, like he was like the first ever troll. Right.
Right.
Like
he was trolling people.
He was trolling the shit out of people.
Oh, my God. So funny.
All right, everybody.
So if you want to catch old episodes, they're all available on iHeartMedia, Spotify, Google Podcast. Although I thought I heard BooBooCast Podcast is coming down.
It's changing.
iTunes. Somehow. Right? Mm-hmm. Any major platform that you can find a podcast on. You can also rewatch this on YouTube later in the week. And if you get on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment on the video. Hit the bell so you know when we're going to do stuff like this again because you never know. We can pop up live.
Also, let us know if we were better without Jaden because I think we were.
That's not very nice. Jaden and I had a very good episode without you.
Bullshit.
We did. Bullshit. We did a streaming episode, and we did an episode about Zelda and Grand Theft Auto.
Listen,
that were both pretty damn good.
Jaden's funny though.
He's hilarious.
Even though he sits there just quietly sometimes, he's funny.
He'll start like doing magic tricks and shit.
And he'll go. He's funny.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for watching.